lapses in memory. There were two instances, and I even forgot one of them already. But there were some instances where my memory just went to shit. Oh yeah, I remember them now. Okay, so the first one was somebody's asking me the date that something happened. And they're like, on which, it's not even, it was like they asked me the date of one particular, let's say, event that happened. They also brought up a scenario that happened within another event. And I could barely recall them, man. I'm looking at my phone, because I put everything on my phone, right? So I'm looking at the phone calendar. I'm like, whatever the phone calendar says, it's what's the word. That's the final word. It's whatever it says on the phone. And I'm looking at the dates, and they're like, but wasn't it this other date? They're probably also off in their timing too. But I'm looking at my phone. I'm like, whatever date it says in there, the event is on that date. The phone is right. I kind of like use that as like the law and the word, but I'm like, wow, I don't even remember. And it was like last month too. God damn. And then this was more concerning actually. This happened probably an hour before. Okay, so let me phrase this differently. Someone hands me something, and they say, hand it to somebody else. I'm being vague in the story, but someone hands me something. Two pieces of paper, okay? And they say, hand these two pieces of paper to somebody else when the other person eventually shows up. So, I remember to do that. When the person shows up, I hand them two pieces of paper. That person asks me, who gave you this? And it was like the immediate freeze. I'm like, oh. Now, luckily, there was a bit of a commotion, and there was like other things, multiple things were going on at once. So I wasn't like, it wasn't just like me and somebody alone. It was like me and multiple people. So there was a commotion of sorts. Not really a commotion. Let me just say there was more than one thing happening, of which my lack of an immediate response wasn't so noticeable to anybody but me. It was one of those moments where I'm like, okay, I'm forgetting the name of the person. I interact with them every day. Almost every day. Not really, but almost every day. And I can't recall their name. And then I finally remembered it. And I'm like, yes. It was like one of those victories. It was a victory that should not have been a victory. Like, and I attribute this to this fucking cocktail. Slowly but surely, I was gonna say whittle away, but that's not really the right phrase. Slowly but surely, the cocktail will disappear. I butchered that through, huh? Let me try and nail this. Cocktail is decreasing week by week, so we dropped a couple of things out of it. And by we, I mean I. Well, there's we, I mean the doctor, but mostly I'm now in a cowboy stage with this. I'm just like, I'm not taking this. There's one thing I'm not taking. I staggered the taper off of something else. So now for the most part, I'm down to taking three things. And within a couple weeks, by the end of the year, the goal is by January to be on just the Wellbutrin, see how that goes. Anyway, the original purpose of the rant was to talk about this memory lapse thing. If this Wellbutrin shit is giving me these memory lapses, and I can really pinpoint into that, I'm gonna have to fall back on that too. So, anybody who's on the verge of considering Wellbutrin, sane for the past however many months or weeks. Be careful. You're gonna fucking forget things within an hour of them happening. You're gonna forget people's names. I don't want to scare people off, man, but it can happen. Just be aware that it can happen. All right? Be careful. And on that note, I am off.